Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Samuel, Week 8, The Seed of David Becoming the Son of God. Tuesday, Related Verses. Revelation 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Acts 13, verses 23 and 33. From this man's seed, God, according to promise, brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. Verse 33. That God has fully fulfilled this promise to us, their children, in raising up Jesus. As it is also written in the second psalm, You are my son, this day have I begotten you. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. 1 John 4, verses 9, 14, and 15. In this love, the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might have life and live through him. Verses 14 and 15. And we have beheld and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has released us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 1, verse 5. For to which of the angels has he ever said, You are my son, this day have I begotten you? And again, I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. Related reading. In his divinity, Christ is the root, the source of David. In his humanity, Christ is the offspring, the issue of David. Hence, he is the Lord as the root of David, and he is also the son, the shoot of David, as the offspring of David. Just as the offspring of David denotes that the Lord is man, and that he came out of David, so also the root of David denotes that he is God and that David came out of him. This reveals the two natures of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, in Revelation 22, verse 16, Christ himself acknowledged that he is man as well as God. In Acts 13, after pointing out that the resurrected Christ was seen by those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people, Paul went on to say, We announce to you the gospel of the promise made to the fathers, that God has fully fulfilled this promise to us, their children, in raising up Jesus, as it is also written in the second psalm, You are my son, this day have I begotten you. Resurrection was a birth to the man Jesus. He was begotten by God in his resurrection to be the firstborn Son of God among many brothers. He was the only begotten Son of God from eternity. After incarnation, through resurrection, he was begotten by God in his humanity to be God's firstborn Son. Paul was able to see the Lord's resurrection in Psalm 2, verse 7b. Today I have begotten you. Paul applied the word today to the day of the Lord's resurrection. This means that Christ's resurrection was his birth as the firstborn Son of God. Jesus, the Son of Man, was born to be the Son of God through being raised up from the dead. Therefore, God's raising up of Jesus from the dead was his begetting of him to be his firstborn son. We need to realize that the Lord's resurrection was his birth. This is a crucial matter. The Lord Jesus has had two births. First, he was born of Mary to be the Son of Man. Then 33.5 years later, he was crucified, buried, and raised from among the dead. Through resurrection, he had a second birth. For as a man, he was born in his resurrection to be the Son of God. Therefore, in his first birth, he was born of Mary to be the Son of Man. And in his second birth, he was born in resurrection to be the Son of God. When some hear that Christ was born to be the Son of God in resurrection, they may have a problem and say, why not our Lord, the Son of God, from eternity? Yes, from eternity he was the Son of God. The Gospel of John emphasizes the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is the Son of God eternally. Since he was already the Son of God before his incarnation, why was it necessary for him to be born the Son of God in his resurrection? According to the New Testament, he is the Son of God in two aspects. First, he was God's only begotten Son. Second, he is now God's firstborn Son. The words only begotten indicate that God has only one Son. Eternally speaking, Christ was the only begotten Son of God. This was his eternal status. But through resurrection, he, as a man, was born to be the firstborn Son of God. The word firstborn indicates that God now has many sons. We who believe in Christ are the many sons of God and the many brothers of the Lord, the many brothers of the firstborn Son of God.